Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If we fail against Gaddafi, that's the end of NATO. Egypt's going to be overrun, and the mad dog of the Mideast, Ronald Reagan called Gaddafi, if he survives this, you're going to have double the price of oil that you have today, because he will take the whole region and put it into chaos, and I won't be any part of that. So from my Republican point of view, the president needs to step up his game with Libya, but Congress should sort of shut up and not empower Gaddafi.
There's Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who thinks Congress ought to be quiet about Libya and let the troops and other NATO forces take care of Gaddafi. I guess the question is now, with all of that firepower and all the money that's been spent, why is Gaddafi still around? Isn't that an important question? Wouldn't you be thinking that if you had any common sense? We've spent billions of dollars, we collectively, the international community, the guy's still wandering around, thinking about how bin Laden met his end and how the plans to get rid of Saddam Hussein, even though they were never put into operation, to do the same thing basically we did to bin Laden. So what is this, the era of knocking off the bad guys? 800-510-8255. That's where we start. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and in this hour we overview Libya, the focus on us being there, whether we ought to be there, the president and going to Congress, all of this stuff that becomes the usual political fodder. Let's go back to the Sunday morning talk programs, because that's usually on Monday where we get a lot of our fodder for talk conversation during the day. So we'll anticipate there's going to be a lot of conversation about this with David Gregory starting. I'll meet the press talking to Senator Graham and also Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the debate regarding involvement in Libya.
Why shouldn't there be specific approval from Congress to wage whatever we're waging there, Senator?
Well, one, I would take the course that conservatives have taken for the last 30 years. The War Powers Act is unconstitutional, not worth the paper it's written on. It requires congressional approval before the commander-in-chief can commit troops after a certain period of time, and it would allow troops to be withdrawn based on the passage of a concurrent resolution never presented to the president. So I think it's an infringement on the power of the commander-in-chief. The president's done a lousy job of communicating and managing our involvement in Libya, but I will be no part of an effort to defund Libya or to try to cut off our efforts to bring Gaddafi down. If we fail against Gaddafi, that's the end of NATO. Egypt's going to be overrun, and the mad dog of the Mideast, Ronald Reagan called Gaddafi, if he survives this, you're going to have double the price of oil that you have today, because he will take the whole region and put it into chaos, and I won't be any part of that. So from my Republican point of view, the president needs to step up his game with Libya, but Congress should sort of shut up and not empower Gaddafi, because he wrote a letter to the congressional leadership basically thanking them for their involvement in trying to end this conflict.
Well, it's interesting, Senator Durbin, you two are on opposite sides of this. You do think the president should get specific authority from Congress to do this. What about the view that you're sort of giving some aid and comfort here to Republicans who simply just want to buck the president on any foreign policy goal? Your own leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, said, no, we don't need a war powers approval resolution here. You disagree.
I respect Harry Reid very much, and certainly the president, as you know, but I respectfully disagree. It's true, the War Powers Act is an infringement on the president's power as commander-in-chief. So is the Constitution, which makes it clear the American people make decisions about going to war through members of Congress. The president's doing the right thing. What we have here, this would-be butcher of Benghazi, Gaddafi, needs to be stopped so he doesn't kill innocent people. The president brought together the Arab League, the United Nations, and NATO, and said we're going to play a supportive role, no ground troops. We're going to have a limited duration conflict to stop Gaddafi. That was the right thing. But I think that the War Powers Act and Constitution make it clear that hostilities by remote control are still hostilities. We are killing with drones what we would otherwise be killing with fighter planes. And we are engaged in hostilities in Libya. What we should do is act on a timely basis to pass congressional authorization under the War Powers Act. I reject the Republican approach, which has been suggested by Speaker Boehner and others, to cut off the troops. It would give solace to Gaddafi. It would undermine the people who are resisting him in that nation. And I agree completely with Lindsey Graham. It would call into question the future of NATO.
Well, first of all, we don't have any troops over there. And, Senator Graham, the reality is, what are we doing? What is the end game? I mean, you talk about it would be the end of NATO. Well, what NATO has done for several months hasn't worked. So, I mean, there is this criticism of you and others, which is that the advocacy for sort of perpetual war when we don't seem to have a plan.
Well, we do. We had an opportunity to end this very quickly. The day you took American air power off the table, NATO became a weakened organization. But we are making progress. Gaddafi is on his last leg. The rebels are getting stronger. They've taken the fight to Tripoli. I said about 4 weeks ago, go after Gaddafi's inner circle. Break their will. We're pounding Tripoli. But the big mistake was to take American air power off the table. What I would like to see is for America to rejoin NATO when it comes to an aerial bombardment. We don't need ground troops. And if you don't think Gaddafi surviving affects American national security interest, we're just on different planets. If this guy survives, it's the end of NATO. Our standing in the world goes down. Egypt gets overrun by refugees. And the mad dog of the Mideast, Gaddafi, is out of his cage. And you're going to see oil prices double.
All right. So we heard that a couple of times in there. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican, and Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat, debating our involvement in Libya. It sounds like they both think we ought to be there. One says, let's do it the right way. The other one says, yeah, the hell with it. Let's just do it. So that seems to be the issue in the argument. Republicans agreeing with the president for the first time since most people can remember. So what do you make of all of this? 800-510-8255. In a moment, the hawk of the Senate, Senator McCain, is here for his input on one of the Sunday morning programs as we continue focusing on what to do in Libya, the big discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. So as we get into our discussion focus, news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio today and this week, a lot probably back and forth depends on what happens as the week goes along, what decisions will be made to placate these people who are suing the president, the members of Congress who don't like us being involved without official votes in Libya. From this week on ABC, Senator John McCain talks about his thoughts.
Are you concerned, though, about the message we're hearing? You've talked about the partisanship, what's going on in Congress. Are you concerned, for instance, about what Speaker Boehner is saying about this?
Well, I was more concerned about what the candidates in New Hampshire the other night said. This is isolationism. There's always been an isolationist strain in the Republican Party, the Pat Buchanan wing of our party. But now it seems to have moved more center stage, so to speak.
Defense Secretary Gates, when he came before the United States Congress, he could not identify a vital national American interest in Libya. We were not attacked. We were not threatened with attack. There was no vital national interest.
They are not simple situations. It's a mess. It's just an absolute mess.
We have got to have a totally new strategy for the region because we don't today have the kind of intelligence we need to know even what we're doing.
If we had not intervened, Gaddafi was at the gates of Benghazi. He said he was going to go house to house to kill everybody. That's a city of 700,000 people. What would we be saying now if we had allowed for that to happen?
Well, you were one of the key supporters. And what you're talking about is all the Republicans on the stage of that debate on Monday seeming to waver from what's a traditional Republican position on national security.
I wonder what Ronald Reagan would be saying today.
What would he be saying today if he'd heard, for instance, Michelle Bachmann or Mitt Romney?
He would be saying that's not the Republican Party of the 20th century and now the 21st century. That is not the Republican Party that has been willing to stand up for freedom for people for all over the world, whether it be in Grenada that Ronald Reagan had a quick operation about or whether it be in our enduring commitment to countering the Soviet Union.
So what do you say then to a Michelle Bachmann who said that there was no vital interest in Libya?
I strongly disagree with her and others. The fact is our interests are our values, and our values are that we don't want people needlessly slaughtered by the thousands if we can prevent such activity. Second of all, Gaddafi has the blood of 90 Americans on his hands. He is a person who has been involved in acts of terror against the United States of America, bombing of our embassies, etc. So
Pan Am 103?
Pan Am 103. The 90-some Americans that were killed in the blowing up of Pan Am 103, the bombing of the disco in Germany. So if Gaddafi remains in power, it's clear that you will see him engage in an escalated effort, of course, to harm the United States of America, obviously.
All right. Well, that's all well and good, and it is something to be concerned about. We're certainly fed up with the price of oil as it is and how we're paying through the nose because of all of this upset in the Middle East. There's going to be more, though. Don't you agree? 800-510-8255. By the way, NATO has acknowledged responsibility for an airstrike that Libya said killed 9 civilians. That's one of the problems that a lot of these people in Congress have. They don't like the number of civilians. Couldn't we do the same thing? Again, the bin Laden, the taking care of bin Laden issue rears its head. The Libyan government has accused NATO of bombing a residential neighborhood. We all know on purpose that's not true. And so why would you spend any time thinking about that? There were a lot of journalists who were rushed in to see what went on yesterday to make it all look so bad. The question still is, what is this guy doing? If we're going to go get him, why haven't we just gone in and gotten him? Go get him. You can get bin Laden. Go get this guy. That's it. I know he's the head of state. He's still somebody to go bop him off. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
You worry, You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Jim, what do you think of all this discussion and debate about whether we ought to be in Libya or not, whether it's legal or not? What do you say?
I don't think it's legal for one. For another, I believe that we should be taking a look at who the enemy that we're supporting over there is, because Al-Qaeda is one we're fighting over in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and that if we go ahead and get rid of Gaddafi, you think that we're going to go ahead and get lower prices with Al-Qaeda going ahead and being in there? What we need to be doing is producing more oil, drilling over here, and go ahead and producing more refineries and stuff like that, instead of worrying about going ahead and being in a country that we need to get out of these wars completely because we can't afford them.
800-510-8255. Here is Bob Kerr talking to David Alperin, a political commentator of sorts, about the debate.
The president waited a while to answer Congress's call for justification for the fighting in Libya and raised a lot of eyebrows by arguing that he essentially didn't need congressional approval, David.
And raised more eyebrows the other day when it came out he had, in this decision, overruled some of his top legal advisors from the Office of Legal Counsel, which usually decides White House policy on legal issues, although, of course, the president always has the top authority, and in this case, you have a president who's a constitutional scholar. But the White House argument just doesn't meet the sort of reality test. Certainly, the government of Libya thinks it's involved in hostilities with the United States when it's part of the military operations against us, including not totally ended now rocket strikes from drone aircraft.
And, of course, in Syria, human rights groups say more than 1,400 people have been killed in the months of fighting there, and no U.S. intervention. The administration has said, you know, it takes these things on a country-by-country basis.
Well, that's true. Syria is a much more difficult place for the United States and allies to go in a military vein. Certainly, it didn't start quite the same way that Libya did, where there seemed to be a real impending, specifically located massacre that we the proponents felt could be defended. You've got a countrywide uprising in Syria, and it's just not in the cards that the United States is going to intervene militarily. Interestingly, we saw at the presidential debate, even on Afghanistan, some of the Republicans, even beyond Ron Paul, suggesting for the first time that maybe our commitment in Afghanistan had to be more limited now after the death of bin Laden, and especially with Republicans so concerned about spending. So it hasn't come out fully, but while Romney said he wants to leave as quickly as possible with the assent of the generals, he later went on to make some generic statements that upset a lot of conservatives, saying we can't win Afghanistan for the Afghanistanis, the Afghans, they have to do it themselves. Talk like that made some people think that he was moving away from the party's long-held position there.
And finally on this, talk host Terry Miner speaks to Senator Mitch McConnell about the lawsuit.
10 members of the House of Representatives have filed a lawsuit regarding America's presence in Libya, or at least its limited presence in that NATO operation there. Should President Obama come to the Congress and ask for authorization?
Well, the administration's taken a position that we're there in a supportive role, much like we play a supportive role in other places in the world, and they're arguing that they basically don't need congressional permission. It's a complicated matter. Terry, in my own Republican conference in the Senate, I have people who think the whole thing is unconstitutional and people who think we should have sent in the Marines. So, and various points of view in between.
So there isn't any, it doesn't seem like there's any real consensus one way or another. Meanwhile, the fight goes on and Gaddafi's still there and the oil prices are still where they are. So that's basically, I think, the gist of what's gone on in talk radio and talk television over the weekend. Up next, the presidential race here in the countdown.
Aaron, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safe Light right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safe Light 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace. Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coats.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coat sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coat covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coat. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Coast to coast. 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the Talk Radio Countdown for Monday as we begin the week examining the top 10 items. Each week we have a sort of overview of what the hot hits have been that week. The weekend Talk Radio Countdown show takes all 10. We try to get two or three of them a day and thus are moving along from Libya into the presidential field, the race among Republicans, who's there, who isn't, who do you want to see there, what do you think about the team as it exists today? Pretty pathetic is the way I describe them. How would you describe them? 800-510-8255. The list of people who so far have suggested by sort of being involved in a lot of discussions in New Hampshire and Iowa, basically the news media all over this group, which of them do you think is good, if any of them, or do you agree with me that it's a pretty pathetic lot? 800-510-8255. Maybe one or two potentially have some starch, but the rest of them are just yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Here from CNN Sunday program, Candy Crowley talks to Jim Axelrod, who is from the Obama campaign, about the poll numbers for the president.
In the latest poll that we saw, about 42% of independents supported a reelect for President Obama. That's compared to the 52% you got in the win. When you asked staunch liberals, do you approve of the president? 64% approved of the president's performance. 89% is what you had vote for him in the last election. So first, let's take it from your base. Why is your base unhappy?
First of all, Candy, let me say, if we sat together
at this point before the last election, the poll numbers that you quoted me would be about as relevant as the Farmer's Almanac.
It's true. And there's a snapshot in time.
And that's true here as well. Again, let me emphasize that when we get to the election, it's going to be a choice between two candidates. I have no doubt that our base is going to be very, very solid. And in fact, the polling that I've seen is a little bit contrary to that. I think our base is going to be very, very solid because they'll understand what the choices are and the direction in which he wants to lead and the direction in which the Republican candidate will want to lead. And I think one of the things that's going to inform that campaign is whether that Republican candidate is going to yield to some of the forces within his own party or her own party that is driving their party far to the right. That will, I think, make independent voters step back, because what independent voters want is for us to work together, both parties, to solve the problems facing the country. They don't want harsh partisanship. They don't want unremitting ideology. And the president is a pragmatic leader who is willing to work with whomever is willing to work with him to try and solve the problems of this country.
It's to your benefit to portray whoever comes out of the Republican process as a right-wing conservative.
I'm not interested in characterizing the candidate as a right-wing conservative. I am interested in looking at their views and whether those views are consistently held. One of the things that people are going to look at is not just the positions that the candidates take, not just their records, but also the character of their leadership and politics. And part of that character is, do you have the fortitude to stick with your positions, or do you shift according to the political moment?
That sounds like a Romney argument.
Well, it could fit any number of people. It's not unusual in politics for people who are ambitious to change their points of view on fundamental things to try and win an election. But that's not what people want in the President of the United States.
But the President did, as a candidate over time, change his opinion. I mean, he was hit for that, too.
Nobody in public life does or should never change an opinion. But the question is on the fundamental things, basic things, are you going to be consistent so that when people vote for you, they have some sense of where you'll be the next day. My experience with Barack Obama is he's one of the most consistent people that I've ever met. The values that drove him in the first to get into politics are the values that drive him today. And it's a fundamental identification with middle class people and people who are struggling to become middle class, and to push for the kind of opportunities that have characterized our country in the past and we want to characterize our country in the future.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of discussions that have taken place. As I say, a lot of the Monday morning conversation comes from the Sunday morning chat shows on television. 800-510-8255 is the relevant way for you to be in touch with us here. The front runner, we don't have to worry about the Democrats, where that's going to be. Front runner for the Republicans, according to some, by virtue of mathematics anyway. That is the money that has been raised, the chemistry that sort of is developing between some of those who would be potential voters, and that group is Mitt Romney, who is the leading candidate for the nomination at the moment. What sort of danger is there in that position? 800-510-8255. You may recall last week at this time we were talking about how the rest of the GOP field didn't really gang up on him in the debate last week in New Hampshire. That's only because many of the candidates are just getting their campaign legs and are breathing the sweet air of being involved in presidential politics for the first time anyway. So does Romney survive? 800-510-8255. Isn't it awful? Just awful. The way the amount of money portends how well you do. What a sick way of electing somebody. It really is. Who's prettiest? Who gets the most big money? And that gets used. It is sick, sick, sick. 800-510-8255. All right, on the radio side, talk host Esme Murphy speaking to political science professor Stephen Shire about a straw poll which finds among the Republicans, Ron Paul is on top and Michelle Bachmann not far behind.
The person who stole a lot of headlines, Representative Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, very much the case. She is... She's sort of the flavor of the month. The flavor of last month was Herman Cain, who did remarkably well in the first debate and sort of surprised everybody and got a lot of attention and moved up in the polls. And Michelle Bachmann has, with this debate, And, you know, she used the debate effectively. She announced her candidacy and sort of introduced herself very effectively. But, you know, you can only do that sort of once. You've got to find a way to maintain attention, support, and appeal, and that's going to be the challenge for her going forward, as it is, by the way, for Tim Pawlenty.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was a straw poll in Louisiana. Let me get back to that because I do have to mention the Ron Paul won it.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is just a straw poll, which means it's just a group of, you know, party activists who kind of get together. It's not an enormous amount of people mm-hmm. choosing, but still, these are party activists, and these are the people who, in the earlier contests, really can decide who wins. Ron Paul wins with 612 votes, followed by John Huntsman, the Utah governor, who hasn't even formally announced yet.
Yeah.
Michelle Bachmann, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Herman Cain, 104 votes. Oh, Michelle Bachmann, let me give her total. 191, so a solid third place.
Mm-hmm.
GOP frontrunner, Mitt Romney. I guess he's not the frontrunner in Louisiana.
No.
At least amongst these folks. 74 votes. And let me get down to Governor Tim Pawlenty here.
Oh, my.
I mean, he's 18 votes.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, and I know this is just one straw poll, but when you look at Tim Pawlenty in this straw poll in New Orleans today with 18 mm-hmm. votes,
mm-hmm.
and you've got, and he's been running for president, what, for 2 years now, and you've got John Huntsman, the former governor of Utah,
yeah.
who actually worked for
Obama.
President Obama as the ambassador to China, coming up with 380-plus, and Michelle Bachmann, who kind of waltzed into the race just back in January, 4 or 5 months ago, and said, yeah, she might be thinking of running. I mean, Tim Pawlenty's got to be a little bit discouraged.
Well,
or maybe a lot discouraged.
Well, he had a bad week, and one of the reasons he had a bad week is that he was asked by John King during the debate whether he would repeat his criticism voiced the day before on television about Romney's approach to health care, where he called it, I believe, O'Bromney's.
I think it's Obamacare.
Obamacare. There you go. Thanks. And he sort of backed away from the criticism, and that was a rare opportunity to frame the races between you and the front runner, and he failed to do so. It was not a good week for Tim Pawlenty.
All right, so there's a little more food for thought. You can chew on some of that. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Michelle Bachmann joined her fellow Republicans, Newt Gingrich and Tim Pawlenty, in being attacked with glitter by gay rights activists. This may be something that moves her up a notch or two on the scale as far as you're concerned. Story in Minnesota is that she was glittered after delivering a speech to the Right Online conference. The gay rights leader, Rachel Lang, came up to Ms. Bachmann and chucked glitter at her. She continued walking. Lang yelled, "You can run, but you can't hide." Lang was taken away by security. My response to Michelle Bachmann's hateful and anti-gay rhetoric was lighthearted, but these issues are very serious, said Lang. What do you think? 800-510-8255. There is a lot of reason to be distracted by a lot of this stuff. But where's the mainstream, and is there an issue upon which we can all agree? Probably one of the questions. A little more on the presidential race around the corner here on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist.
It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com. Not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Doug at DougSteffen.com is a good email address. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. We're into the presidential race on the countdown. Here, host Bob Connors talks to Rich Johnson from Fox about the growing number of candidates who are rumored to be close to entering the race.
There's a piece on FoxNews.com having to do with a group of GOP hopefuls still indecisive on 2012.
Yeah, you got people all over the place still thinking about it. Texas Governor Rick Perry is the latest one to sort of be added to that list. He says he is going through a thought process before deciding whether to seek the Republican nomination. Of course, as I said, he has his political posse is back after their little foray with Newt Gingrich that didn't quite work out. Chris Christie continues to get courted left, right, and center. He is having lunch today with a longtime political ally who also is thinking about getting in the race, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. So contemplations continue.
Well, nobody can beat a somebody, so they better hurry up and get together on this thing and find out.
I don't know. A couple of these guys can't even outpoll other on the list.
Okay. So,
yeah, there's some shakeout to be had in the coming months.
And this Governor Christie from New Jersey, apparently he's a no-show.
Yeah, he's said repeatedly he's not ready to do this yet.
Okay.
If the guy says that publicly about himself, I think you ought to take him at his word. Sort of one of those guys like Jeb Bush and Haley Barbour and maybe Mitch Daniels that are all counting on an Obama reelection and an open seat, an open race in 2016. They won't say that publicly, but I'll say it for you.
Is Michelle Bachmann for real, or does she just have a great PR committee?
You know, a little of both. I think she really helped herself more than I've seen anybody else help themselves in one 90-minute time period in a long time. That debate Monday night in New Hampshire showed a lot of people that, to be semi-rude, that she's not the crazy person we've all loved her to be the last few years.
Well, they sure hung that on Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I mean, and not to be tremendously sexist that, that two conservative women can't run in the same election, but, you know, there is a lot of, you know, constituency sharing there, and if Bachmann, which she did, I think, shows that she's the one who's qualified, shall we say, and has the smarts and has the cred and has done the homework, which I think a lot of people still believe Palin has been, you know, too busy making money to do that.
Who has the money in their war chest, Bachmann or Palin?
Probably Palin right now, but then the war chest is not for any war she's ready to declare. She has this political action committee where people do donate, and it funds things like that bus tour. But she continues to be very coy about whether she wants to run or not. And I got to think that Bachmann's sudden surge is going to give her pause.
Bill Gates for president. Up next, or maybe Anthony Weiner for president.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Heard on lots of great radio stations around the country and at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. And certainly over the weekend, the demise of Congressman Weiner, this was not absent, even though he's absent now. He gets a little heckling from a few hosts like Joe Bartlett here talking to political analyst Julian Zeltzer about the resignation of Mr. Weiner.
Bill Clinton was able to weather a sex scandal as president of the United States, and he actually had sex with a woman. Anthony Weiner had a sex scandal, never had sex with a woman. Why does he have to go?
Yeah, I mean, part of it, I do think the media environment has changed since Bill Clinton was president. And the Internet, 24-hour constant news media, picked up on this story and continued with it to the point that the Democratic leadership, I think, you know, pressured him behind the scenes to step down because of their perceptions this was a problem. But it really lowers the bar for what kind of scandal gets you kicked out of office, at least based on what we know now. This is relatively, you know, know, minor. There's no charges of even corruption or anything serious. So my guess is there's a lot of legislators who might be a little nervous, even if they're relieved he's leaving, because, you know, certainly this kind of behavior or versions of it, I'm sure, could be found all around Capitol Hill.
Well, I'm sure there'd be some investigative reporters out there looking at the Twitter of accounts of a lot of people and looking for photos and things like that. You got to be stupid as a member of Congress to put out naked photos of yourself.
It's amazing. And
from
the
congressional gym.
It's hard to understand why someone who's still politically shrewd, obviously, wouldn't think of that. and who knows? But then the question is this what the kind of issue ultimately both parties want people resigning over or causing this kind of commotion? It might be inevitable that in this day and age, that kind of story, if there's a visual image, is going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know, well, we all know the stories of politicians and their girlfriends and all the stuff that used to go on, and it was a given. Here's a guy who sent some stupid pictures, and it cost him his career.
Yeah, and at the same time, what we have to remember, there are bigger scandals and bigger issues, you know, involving money and politics and lobbyists and interest groups that remarkably go, you know, unnoticed, or they receive minimal attention, and, you know, members are sitting tight, even though they are part of these scandals or these issues are, you know, the normal way business is done in Washington. And I think we have to question our own choices, that this is what bothers people so much, as opposed to the revolving door between Capitol Hill and K Street.
800-510-8255. Here, radio host Jen Bryan talking about the politicians that have been involved in scandals worse than this.
We've had so many politicians lie, beat up security guards, drive drunk, play footsie under the stalls, steal. I mean, when you look at the grand scheme of what politicians have done and or gotten away with, and don't even talk to me about Ted Kennedy and Mary Jo Kopechne, because that's a scandal, okay? And somehow he overcame so many of you still loved Ted Kennedy. Didn't matter what he was involved in, who he was around, what his nephews or grandchildren were up to. You guys just didn't care. He kept getting back in office years after years after years. So why is Anthony Weiner any different? Seriously, I got to ask you this. Did Ted Kennedy lie to his wife on many occasions? Yes. Did Ted Kennedy cheat on his wife? Yes. On many occasions. Was he a drunken fool? Did he make grand mistakes? Did he lie to the public? Yes. Why? I've been thinking about this. Why was someone like Ted Kennedy able to survive, but an Anthony Weiner cannot? And I'm going to tell you why. My opinion is this, that it's a 24-hour news cycle. A 24-hour news cycle that has a hell of a lot more power than it used to. This is not about what the American people think. Do you guys really think I'm wrong? Think about this. Why was a Ted Kennedy, people loved him, able to survive scandal after scandal after scandal, yet Anthony Weiner is forced to resign for taking a picture of his penis? Come on, we're all grown-ups here. I think lying to the American people, I don't know, being involved in, I don't even care. It's guilty by association when one of his relatives was involved in an alleged rape, and he was partying and drinking. You remember the picture with his shirt wide open and his fat belly and his hairy chest with his flip-flops? There he is. Oh, yeah, they were out at the club the night before.
Ah, there's a picture to hold on to. A visualization good for your mind and imagery as we end this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for your attention. The Countdown produced by Stefan Multimedia. Guess that's named after me. I'm Doug Stefan. 59 past the hour.